The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Singing along.
I think that that's prejudicial. I don't think that the song should say or sing man, because that leaves you out and all the rest of the women. Half the population of the planet gets left out of that song.
Man is just a figure of speech. Did you hear about that school in, I think, Oklahoma that decided it should be gender inclusive, and so they weren't going to call kids boys and girls anymore. They were going to call them, like, milks and juices. Like, if you liked milk, you get in this line. If you like juice, you get in that line. And they'd call their kids purple penguins instead of boys and girls.
How about we do horses and cows?
You could do that.
Do that.
You like horses over there? You like cows over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the cow line. 8 after the hour, the world is full of conversation today, not unlike what has been going on for the past month or more. Actually, it started last March with Ebola sufferers. Here is a little Ebola over there and a little Ebola over here.
Share some Ebola with your friend.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Ebola epidemic could lead to the end of governments, could lead to failed states, according to the World Health Organization. The infrastructure.
But enough of the good news.
Yeah, right. Liberia and Sierra Leone and these other countries that have a problem could spell the end. Once people wake up to what has been going on or hasn't gone on, These countries do not have great educational opportunities, and as a result of that, the problem continues. There are two problems in the world that require, there are probably a lot more, but the ones that are most pronounced, that are crying for leadership, screaming for leadership. One of them is the Ebola situation, where somebody, someplace, needs to make the political or non-political decision to shut these countries down. It's not in the international community's best interest, no matter how you shake it, to let easy or free access continue into or out of these countries. Shut them down. What is the problem with making sure that happens? There is no political will. There's no political leadership. There is nothing, nowhere. The whole world is full of weaklings. Shut the countries down. Part two of that is the situation with ISIS. There should be an international federation made up of any and all countries in the world that are concerned about their future. Because the more you let these guys do what they're doing, they're almost into Baghdad now, to take over this area of the country. They just get a hold of who knows what on the way. They just get bigger and stronger and tougher and meaner. And we sit here and we watch them. Well, right. It isn't up to us. It's up to everybody.
We're not doing anything, really. But I know, but no. It seems like the burden always falls on us to have to police it, and it's just ridiculous.
You know, whether it is or it is, you see, but that's the kind of thinking that leads to the problem we have. Shouldn't be just us who does it. Well, who the hell else is going to do it? You think the Russians are going to go down there? The Russians don't seem to care.
We have to lead. I mean, absolutely. If we want to keep America's exceptionalism, we have to lead the fight.
What does that mean?
But don't you think... What do you mean?
What does it mean to lead? No, I don't. In this circumstance, what I say is we send over soldiers. We sold everybody we can. We send 400,000 or 500,000 soldiers, and we blow up every single inch of the territory where any of these subhumans are. And unfortunately, a lot of civilians, as is the casualty of war, the civilians who have been a part of the population where this has happened, some of them are innocent, some of them are complicit, whatever it is. But if you don't stop these people now, there is going to be hell to pay, and it's not going to take long.
And what I'm getting at is America, we need to have enough foreign policy and enough leadership where we go into places like Turkey who are not doing anything and should be, and it's in their best interest to do something, and get them to help us
in
that
area.
That's
what I
mean
by leadership. Why don't they see that it's in their best interest? Huh? They do what? They're not...
They know it's in their best interest, but they're being held hostage
by
these bullies. By ISIS.
You don't think they've got one of the largest armies in the world. Why are they being held hostage? They could go in and...
I think they're afraid of them for whatever reason.
Okay.
Because their citizens are Muslim and they're afraid of the backlash.
Right. I don't care about... This is another asinine focus on religion and what it does and how it cripples the world. The religion has done a lot of destructive, horrible things in its name over the years that it has existed. We need to have a religion so that we can kill and fight. Our religion's better than their religion. So we're going to go kill them. We want them all to come to us, be subservient to us. That's it, huh? That's the way the world thinks. Great. Super. I'm sure that will get us far in the future. 888-302-3684. Well, now that we've gotten that taken care of, how's Oscar Pistorius doing today? How's he faring? Do you feel better? Nobody's talking to me.
I don't know. I haven't heard the update on Oscar.
I hadn't seen that they had made any decision.
No, they haven't. 4 days. They expect this thing to last 4 days.
What I think we've learned about that justice system is that everything is nice and slow.
Nice.
Their sentencing takes... Yeah, I mean, our sentencing takes like an hour. Theirs takes 4 days.
Well, there's sometimes our hearings that go on with regard to sentencing.
A couple of poetry readings, some musical numbers and stuff.
Yeah, right. In fact, you gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do. So here we are at 13 after the hour. Do we wanna talk about Ebola more? Talk about what we should do with ice. I think we always have to start out with this sort of thing, and then it gets better as we go through many of these things. Mike is in Trenton, New Jersey, listening to Good Day. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Doug. How are you, the gang there?
Well, thank you. The gang is fine. Hail, hail. The gang is all here, and we're happy you're a part of it. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, what you were talking about before was leading. Well, leading is by example, and you're right. It always, I think the gal there said,
the gal is Jennifer.
Falls on us. Yeah. It falls on us all the time.
Mm-hmm. It does fall on us.
They have to do something. They are. What are they getting? $2-4 million a day with the oil?
Well, the oil has been shut down, supposedly. They can't sell the oil anymore. The Turks were complicit in that. See, that's what Jennifer is saying is correct. The Turks have no balsam. They have no courage. They may have a big army, but what are they doing with it? What comes of having a big army if you don't use it? You don't know how to use it.
Right.
But other groups are watching, listening, and learning, and becoming more emboldened.
We're looking for solutions here.
I think the solution is, you know, we have a president who has authorized airstrikes, and he's taking out trucks, he's taking out cars, he's taking out little things
he's
one
not
by
doing
one.
It. Men and women who are flying the airplane.
But he's choosing the targets, and that
just
is
like
true.
LBJ
every morning
did
he gets
in
to choose
Vietnam.
The targets.
Yeah.
I don't know how
the
you
idea
feel.
Is.
I think that we may, I don't want to say this, we might have to put boots down again.
Well, that's
we do. If you want to take care of it, we do. And it's terrible and it's horrible, but we do if we want to do a good job.
888-30, it's this simplistic thinking here. 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. 16 past the hour, the Facebook surprise and delight at the people enjoying or looking like they will enjoy your company this weekend, making strides against breast cancer. Jennifer has asked you to pre-register to do a short walk or a long walk. You can finish the fight helping to get rid of by joining our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer team, which will consist of you and a bunch of people. There are actually 300 or so of these things around the country this weekend, probably one near you, in fact. So, Jennifer, what's the latest where we, by the way, posted a lot of this stuff, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, at Jennifer Horn. Also, let's see, those are good connections. So what do you think?
This walk is not just this weekend. It's all the way throughout the month. So if you can't do it this Saturday, there are walks all over the country. I'll be walking in L.A. on Saturday doing a 5K through downtown L.A. If you're in the area, I would love, love, love to have you join my team and walk with me. All you have to do is go to that Making Strides link on DougSevin.com, search for Team Good Day, and you can sign up to walk with me. But if you can't geographically, you can actually sign up to walk at any of the walks around you, and then we can share pictures with each other using the hashtag Making Strides. And it's like we're walking together. It's kind of like a virtual Team Good Day all the way through the country.
Walking through the country. The benefit of this is the American Cancer Society's work to try to get rid of breast cancer.
Yeah, and it's a great organization. This is one that actually does the day-to-day stuff. It helps people get to the doctor, helps people with those types of treatments and support, and it's very accountable for where your money is going. It's not like some of the big organizations where you're not quite sure how much of the money you donate is getting where it should go.
Visit MakingStridesWithGoodDay.com.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Fill your fridge and school lunchboxes with big savings on family favorites, like 2 pounds of Oscar Mayer deli-shaped smoked ham for just $5.98, or 72 slices of Kraft American Singles for $8.98, and pick up a 40-pack of Capri Sun for $6.98, only 17 cents a pouch. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Tonight on NBC, Tuesday Comedy is back.
Last season, About a Boy was the number one Tuesday comedy.
Yep.
I love Minnie Driver, mm-hmm. and I think that David Walton is very cute.
Yeah, and then this season, NBC has added a new show from the producers of Happy Endings. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, right, with Casey Wilson and Ken Marino. Uh-huh. Someone else is also very attractive.
Yeah, the critics are going nuts for this show. Entertainment Weekly is calling Marry Me this season's most buzzed about new comedy.
I can't wait for Man Candy Tuesday.
It's really more about the comedy.
Whatever.
The premiere of Marry Me, followed by the season premiere of About a Boy, tonight on NBC.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take 2 separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and 2 separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
For those of you who have been worried about Kim Jong-un, he has finally come out of his rat hole, made his first public appearance in the past 40 days. Why it is that the news media has charged themselves with keeping up with him is beyond
worry.
Me. Yeah, right. You, who's worried? I was worried. I don't care. Who cares? 21
hashtag
after
who
the
cares? What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How's your body doing, Jennifer?
Doing okay, Dougie.
Ken, how's your body doing?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Singer Madonna, on this date, 1996, gave birth to her daughter, Lourdes, in L.A. So what, she's 18 now, huh?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Father is Carlos Leon, who was the fitness trainer for Madonna. And so what
she
kind of...
She can vote. Madonna's daughter can vote. That's just weird.
She can vote, yes. And how would she vote? I think she'd vote
pretty
for...
Pretty sure she'd probably cancel out Democrats. My vote, I'm guessing.
You think so?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. See, that's raw speculation on your part. You
Absolutely.
Could never tell.
Absolutely raw never speculation.
Tell. Yes. All right, so there's a little musical motivation for you. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen, good day program, good day time. Now for a laugh or two or three or four from late night TV. Maybe we have a smirk from Ellen as well. We'll get started with Conan, from whom we have not heard for a week or so.
The real news is that Michelle Obama has been on the campaign trail.
Okay.
She's out there campaigning for different candidates. Yeah, while giving a speech in Iowa, Michelle Obama mispronounced the name of a Democratic candidate 7 times. Someone finally had to tell her it's pronounced Hillary Clinton. Speaking of the First Lady, Michelle Obama said if she could give one piece of advice to her teenage self, it would be stop being so afraid. When asked the same question, President Obama said he would tell his teenage self, don't run for a second term. It's really not going to be fun.
President Obama played his 200th round of golf yesterday. Democrats were like, you know what, he can do whatever he wants as long as he's not trying to campaign for us. I mean, this is rude. It's like, don't... Did you see this? First Lady Michelle Obama went to Iowa this week to campaign for Senate candidate Bruce Braley. Okay? He's actually been criticized for being too close to the Obamas. Although I don't know how close they are, because just listen to what the First Lady calls this guy, whose name again is Bruce Braley. Here he is.
Your next senator from Iowa, our friend Bruce Braley. You need to elect Bruce Braley. Leaders like Bruce Braley swing. So Bruce Braley, go to vote.brucebraley.com. Braley, what did I say?
Michelle Obama, if only his name was on a million signs around her, just to remind her what his name was. At this point, it'd be easier if he just changed his name to Bailey. Listen to this. John McCain said this weekend that there needs to be some sort of czar to deal with the Ebola outbreak. An Ebola czar. So it turns out there's something you can put on your resume that's even worse than sandwich artist.
All right, here's Ellen from yesterday's program joking about the Secret Service.
Happy Monday and happy Columbus Day. It is both, yes. You know, it's a day we can relax and we don't have to do our jobs, or as the Secret Service calls it, Monday. Just kidding, you Secret Service.
No, we're not.
No. Kidding, but not.
They get every bit of bad publicity they deserve at the moment. So here, Wendy Williams, another one of the popular daytime TV talk hosts. This is answering an audience member's question about whether to accept her husband's advances.
Last night I went home, I went to bed early, just so I could rest up for your show, and my man came home late and drunk, and he thought he could have sex with me, and I told him I took a sleeping pill, which was a lie. And then this morning when I was asleep, he didn't say goodbye to me, and he made me feel guilty. Am I wrong for not having sex with him?
Yes. Yeah, like, you have to pick your battles and choose your wars. How long have you been with him?
20 years.
20 years? Were you mad because he was out having fun without you or something?
No, I wasn't mad at all. I was enjoying the beauty sleep.
Yeah. No, I get it, but you look beautiful today.
Thank you.
So, it works.
You are so beautiful to me. Can you imagine?
What?
I don't know.
Can I imagine what?
I think I'll leave that alone, actually.
Okay.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, how are both sides, Republican and Democrat, politicizing the Ebola scare?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. Intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Either happy dance or coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. With a problem like Ebola, is it fair or effective for Democrats to say that Republicans haven't nominated a Surgeon General and want to cut funding for the CDC? And for Republicans to imply that an ISIS terrorist with Ebola is at the Texas border.
Well, I think that the president is vulnerable. He made this statement at the CDC several weeks ago. It says very unlikely that anyone was going to come to the United States with Ebola, and here we are. I would tend to favor blunt force solution if it would be possible and plausible to just restrict travel in such a way that it just makes it really hard for anyone to come over here who's infected. Because the problem is with these new layers of screening they now have, Mark, is you can have zero symptoms.
The Republicans are now running a replay of the 2002 campaign, trying to appeal to people's fears and insecurities, and people have reason to be fearful and insecure, although I agree with Rich that the panic over Ebola is unjustified. I think the president was correct when he said that it was unlikely that someone would get to the country with Ebola. Someone did. I don't think it's likely that a lot more people will get here unless we don't do what we need to do, which is to get all of the medical resources into West Africa to contain it there.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
As opposed to the bad moon rising, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The second Texas case, Jennifer and Kenny, of Ebola. Some went wrong. Health officials are trying to figure out what went wrong. A nurse who treated Mr. Duncan in Texas wore a mask, a gown, a shield, and gloves, but she still has Ebola.
I would not be excited to be treated at this hospital. I just think they've had a couple, way too many public snafus going on.
Is it that, or is it more serious than that? There are a lot of questions being raised here about assurances by health folks that the disease will be contained and that any U.S. hospital ought to be able to treat it. That it clearly is not the case. In this circumstance, is the woman identified as Nina Pham, P-H-A-M, is the first person to have gotten the disease in the U.S., you know what I mean?
Right, the U.S. On U.S. soil. Mm-hmm.
She got a blood transfusion from survivor Kent Brantley. Didn't he do that for somebody else?
He did it for the NBC photographer. He has the same blood type, so those antibodies are supposed to be good for the patient.
Yeah, the antibodies are supposed to help her. Okay. CDC says it's still unknown how the infection occurred, only that a breach of protocol for treating a patient happened. Other caregivers are being monitored. I think there are about 70 of them that are in that circle of concern. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what are people saying this morning about Ebola, the concern, what's on people's mind individually, how do we handle this sort of thing? What do you have, Kenny?
Wyatt says, why haven't we closed the borders? They need to restrict flights from Ebola-stricken areas.
There is no doubt in my mind that the handling of this, and people say, what good does it do to be critical? I want somebody to wake up. And not just somebody here, but in the international community, shut down these countries. Shut them down.
If you don't want to shut them down, make the people sit in a 21-day quarantine.
No, I don't
know,
want to
you,
do that.
If you want to fly, then sit for 21 days. Because
before you go.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Before you go. Yes, yep. Okay. Maybe that'll work, or maybe it's worth considering anyway. All right, what else, Kenny?
Diane says, our healthcare system has failed on so many levels. Ebola containment is just one more thing they're doing wrong.
I don't know what to think of that. There certainly is a lot of room to criticize, but we also have, I don't know if it's the best healthcare. There are people who argue we have the best machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have access to the best machines. And then, but how do you, what does the machine do to combat this? Would be the question.
Well,
next.
And you see the problems are the people errors. The nurse that sent the guy, that sent Thomas Duncan home, the nurse now who got herself infected. I mean, that's the scary part is the human error.
There's a nurse in Spain who has Ebola being treated at a Madrid hospital in stable condition today, supposedly. Just another place where there is a problem like this.
Did you hear that they killed her dog?
Well, they killed the dog. This is not the dog from last week, you'd have a...
Yeah,
the dog
Excalibur. Last week.
Yeah. Ugh. Right. 800 Sierra Leone soldiers are bound for peacekeeping missions in Somalia. What? Sierra Leone is one of the places where Ebola is rampant. And they're going to send Sierra Leone soldiers in a peacekeeping force? Anyway, they've quarantined them after apparently one or more of them tested positive for Ebola. Who, what madman, what infantile moron came up with that idea? These people have no common sense whatsoever. You're going to send soldiers from a country that's loaded with Ebola over to Somalia? You really want to spread this? Help yourself to this. Good God. All right, Kenny, you got another comment?
Well, yeah, but did you see what that idiot from NBC, Nancy Snyderman, did?
As opposed to what she did last week that was stupid?
Well, she and her crew were with the photographer over in Liberia, and he was infected, so they brought the whole crew back for a 21-day quarantine. And she went out yesterday to get some soup from a local restaurant in New Jersey.
Yeah, beautiful.
Selfish bitch.
Ooh, Dougie.
That's what she is. How else do you describe it? She's selfish.
It's a rough word, though.
Okay. Selfish. What's the word? Which word is it? It's a rough word. Any more comments?
One more. Joe says, the CDC has bungled this so badly, I'm waiting to hear that now they've lost all their emails.
Ah, perfect. Or not. Liberian medics are now on strike. The people in Liberia, where you can argue this is the worst, Sierra Leone, Liberia, the two worst countries now that Nigeria seems to have put a lid on it. Guinea's bad, but Liberia and Sierra Leone are the two worst. So the medics there are on strike because they want more money because it's really dangerous to be doing this work. So now's an opportunity for them to get paid what they want to get paid. World Health Organization says this is the worst health crisis singular, or I guess it's spreading around.
Crisi.
You say crisi, I say crisi. To have the world is confronted for a long time. Do you agree with that? The outbreak in West Africa, the most severe acute health emergency seen
since modern times.
Since when?
Since AIDS.
Yeah. Is this worse than AIDS?
Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is or not, but I would think in my lifetime, those are the two that have gotten the most attention from the press.
Okay, so the good news here is that from Canada, their national health minister announced yesterday that there is in development a Canadian Ebola vaccine. I'm guessing, Kenny, it's similar to MZAP. Or ZMAP, MZAP. Got them around. Misplaced consonants. ZMAP, the same kind of thing, apparently, being tested on people starting today in Canada. But I don't think there's any example of Ebola in Canada. Is there? There's no. Has there been any cases of Ebola in Canada?
Not yet. Not that we've heard of. No.
No. This would be good though. The world is ill prepared to respond to any severe, sustained, and threatening public health emergency. Why? You know how much money we spend here? There are three or four ways we spend money. We waste money, perhaps. We have all these, any group that's like the CDC or the NIA or whatever it is, National Institutes of Health, NIH. We have the state bureaus, Board of Health locally, and their budgets are ballooning, and they waste time, waste so much time and energy going after things that are not a problem. They waste this the paperwork and the BS, and then when something comes along that's really a problem, they don't know what to do with it because they're so bogged down in protocol and bungling paperwork and stuff. They have no way. There's again, back to common sense. This is something that threatens the world. You think that because somebody's got a fat trap plugged up in a restaurant, that should be the Board of Health's number one concern? Or should they be working with the hospitals in their communities to make sure they're prepared just in case? What's more important? And throwing more money at this doesn't fix it either. I don't think it does. I found Colin Powell's words to be appropriate here. I found these, and I thought maybe I would repeat. Everybody knows who Colin or Colin. Colin, you say Colin, Colin. I'll say Colin. Anyway, here's something.
His mother says Colin.
Yeah, maybe. That he wrote when he was involved in public service, when he was actually involved in the, back in the George Bush, the first George Bush war in Iraq. It ain't as bad as you think. It'll look better in the morning. Get mad, then get over it. Avoid having your ego so close to your position that when your position falls, your ego goes with it. It can be done. Be careful what you choose. You may get it. Don't let adverse facts stand in the way of a good decision. He did, and he regretted it when he went along with George Bush the son and the war in Iraq. You can't make someone else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Wow, this is a great one. I'm going to repeat that one. You can't make somebody else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Hard to make decisions, though, when there are two people involved. Check small things. Share credit. Great thing. Kenny, thank you. Jennifer, thank you. Michael, thank you. Remain calm. Be kind. These are the words of Colin Powell.
Huh.
Have a vision. Be demanding. You're getting paid. Do the work. Don't take counsel of your fears from naysayers. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. That's a great one, too, isn't it? Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Be optimistic. You can win. Kind of like Ed Powers, who said in this program, life is for laughing, loving, living, not whining, worrying, and working. I like work, but I think you got to do other things. You got to have fun. Maybe your work is fun. Yeah. Hopefully it is. Yep. All right, so let's...
Yeah, that's when you're really winning.
Yes. Let's have a winning day. Time to repair all the damages. Here's how you win. If you had a long, wonderful summer out in the sun and your face is showing a little weariness, dry patches here and there, dehydration problems here and there, deeper wrinkles here and there, ugly bags here and there, puffiness here and there. Easy and quick to get rid of using Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel is the all-natural treatment which gets rid of bags and puffiness. Sucks the water. That all, the bags and puffiness is from water that has been retained. You know about water retention, right? It's a big problem.
Huh. Yes, it is. Especially once a month for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Now, I don't know that your face is connected to that, Jennifer, because I'm guessing
it
that...
It can be. You can get puffy for sure.
Yeah, during that monthly cycle. Okay, so here's how you fix the problem. Genucel starts working right away. You got to get it, though, in order for it to have its instant effects. or within instant, when I say instant, 12 hours. Put it on tonight, tomorrow, you'll see the difference. Call now to try GenuCell risk-free and get results inside of 12 hours. Amazing results. Puffiness bags, wrinkles around your eyes, all that good stuff. Gonzo. And starting right away. For a limited time, the company has doubled the GenuCell order. So when you dial 800-543-9262 to order GenuCell to take care of the wrinkles and the puffiness and that sort of thing on your face, you'll get two orders instead of one. So you won't get a three-month supply. You'll get a six-month supply. Call 800-543-9262 and say goodbye to bags and puffiness, things that you consider to be unattractive. Work on it now. It's been wonderful. Help yourself right now. 800-543-9260. When I say it's been wonderful, the success has been wonderful. Join the group of successful people getting rid of the puffiness and bagginess and the lines around the eyes, et cetera, with GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Insight Daily Radio.
Science is all around us, and the new National Geographic Kids book, Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You, encourages kids to be curious. Glow-in-the-dark hands, rocket balloons, toothbrush robots. Who knew science could be such fun and so easy to explore? I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author Karen Romano Young, who wants kids to experiment, play, make a mess, share, laugh, and ooh and ah about science. With the photos, explanations, and step-by-step how-tos, the experiments are really accessible. Is your message that anybody can be a scientist?
Absolutely. This book is designed so that you can just mess around at your home with things that you might have in the garage or down in the basement and get some real wow moments out of it.
From standing on eggs to creating a vacuum inside a glass, the book feels like instead of sneaking fun into science, you snuck science into fun.
Yeah, that's true. Some of the things are very simple and might seem like, well, that's kind of not exciting. And then when we tried them, they were amazing.
Can you give us an example of something that was simple but amazing?
Yeah, microwave a bar of ivory soap.
What happens when you microwave a bar of ivory soap?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a cheap and easy and accessible enough experiment that you can go and do it.
All right. We're all going to go try that right now.
And we had a couple kids working on each experiment, and then we had a couple kind of waiting for the staging of the next experiment. Try keeping them all out of the kitchen when we were doing this one. It just really had a great outcome that was unexpected, and that also really demonstrates the real scientific principles behind foam.
That's National Geographic Kids author Karen Romano Young speaking about her National Geographic Kids Try This, 50 fun experiments for the mad scientist in you. ngkidstrythis.com has experiments, an educator's guide, and more of my discussion with Karen.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, they're bringing you greatness with their limited-time game day sampler, crispy onion rings, cheeseburger slammers, fried pickles, and mini corn dogs at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mark in Melbourne, WMEL, what do you think we ought to be doing with the Ebola problem? Hello. Mark.
Hello.
Nice job. Here, you got 15 seconds. Let's go.
There are 35,000 people are killed annually in the U.S. by influenza.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a little overblown. It's a scary disease, but it's easily contained if you were to shut down travel.
Yep. All right. Do you agree with us? Then shut down all travel. That's what makes the most sense here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tech Talk time. The triple T instead of a hat trick. I suppose this could be a hat trick. Jennifer loves hockey. A hat trick of technology.
I do.
You like that? Is that cool? That means we've got to touch three different things. We're going to do a hat trick here. We've got to touch three different things in the next few minutes. So let's get at it, starting with our technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about Amazon opening its first store in New York City just in time for the holidays. Woo-hoo! Up next on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever wished you could visit Amazon.com in the real world, you'll soon get your chance. The online superstore recently announced plans to open its first physical store on 34th Street in Manhattan. Amazon has talked about opening physical locations before, but this is the first time it's followed through. The location, which is situated across the street from the Empire State Building, will give shoppers a place to buy holiday gifts while also doubling as a billboard for Amazon.com and a mini warehouse for same-day deliveries in New York City. The store will also serve as a pickup location for Amazon.com orders, as well as a place to return orders made online. Amazon hasn't announced what types of products it plans to show off in the location, but it's safe to assume you can expect a lot of Amazon's hardware staples like the Fire Phone, Kindle Voyage, and Fire tablets. After all, who can make Amazon's products more appealing than Amazon employees? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well.
And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Tonight on NBC, Tuesday Comedy is back.
Last season, About a Boy was the number one Tuesday comedy.
Yep.
I love Minnie Driver, mm-hmm. and I think that David Walton is very cute.
Yeah, and then this season, NBC has added a new show from the producers of Happy Endings. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, right, with Casey Wilson and Ken Marino, uh-huh. someone else who's also very attractive.
Yeah, the critics are going nuts for this show. Entertainment Weekly is calling Marry Me this season's most buzzed about new comedy.
I can't wait for Man Candy Tuesday.
It's really more about the comedy.
Whatever.
The premiere of Marry Me, followed by the season premiere of About a Boy, tonight on NBC.
All right. Second item of interest in Tech Talk Time focuses on Snapchat and whether or not you have used it. Our poll, in fact, yesterday, and the results of the poll on DougStefan.com, do you use Snapchat? 31% of you said, I don't even know what Snapchat is. 27% of you said, no, I don't get it. Let's see here. 17% said, yes, and I love it. 13% said once in a while. 12% said I used to be, but deleted it after the last problem they had. So Snapchat, interesting that people use it, because most people who are teenagers, most think that teenagers are the ones who are using this most, Kenny, right?
I use it, and I'm not a teenager.
Really? What do you use it for?
Oh, naked pictures.
Really? Good.
Hack. I don't use it. No, Jennifer I just Holland. All my other young friends do, so I take pictures and send it their way.
Really? Of you naked?
No, okay. Never.
All right. Never. You've never taken a naked picture of yourself.
Except for that one time.
All right. Here's some interesting news from social science. Doing some real-time research netted a very interesting finding. The Twitter world, if observed carefully and closely, could be an early warning system for those at risk of suicide. And the states with the highest number of Twitter users suggesting suicide, Alaska's number one, New Mexico two, Idaho three, South Dakota four, Montana five, Utah six, Texas seven, Kansas eight, Arizona nine, and Oklahoma 10. So if somebody's monitoring or studying what people are saying on their Twitter account, supposedly that could catch suicides early. What do you think about that? Understanding how that works. Yeah, really. Understanding how this universe works. 59.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.